Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When the Warriors rock those city jerseys, there's nothing better in sports.
Yeah, those are good.
Oh, those are just the best jerseys maybe ever. Hopefully Harrison Barnes will be back in one of those jerseys soon, rejoining his teammates actually on the court, not just sitting there in one of the best cheerleading spots in the entire world. He's good enough to join us here once again. Harrison Barnes, we're catching up with him a little late this week, but certainly better late than never. And Harrison, congratulations. It's nice to see you guys finally play a game you can be proud of again. Boy, it had been so long.
Yeah, you know, I mean, just so nice to get back on the winning track and, you know, start a new streak.
Oh, man, that was something else last night. A 17-minute stretch where there was just an offensive explosion that even rivals like the Clay game from a year ago, or, you know, maybe the best 20-minute stretch of the season was put on the Phoenix Suns last night. When you're watching your team click like that, is there something that you notice early in the run where, like, okay, this is about to happen, here it comes?
Honestly, when you play with two guys like, you know, Steph and Clay, I mean, they can just, you know, they're live for 40 at any time. So when you see, you know, Clay hit that first, you know, transition three, and then hit that next one, you're like, oh, it's going to be a long night. And everything else just kind of fell in from there. He gets going, you know, he's getting 20, 25 and a quarter. Steph gets going. And then before you know it, it's, you know, it's a close game. It's 5 or 10 points. And all of a sudden, it's 35.
It's something else to just watch it happen. It's like you see the rain off in the distance, and then there's like this bolt of lightning, and the next thing you know, you're standing in the middle of a monsoon, and it's just raining on you from everywhere. It's so impressive. How frustrated are you? I know we've asked you this before, but how frustrated are you to not be out there right now? This has got to be officially testing your patience.
Yeah, no, it's definitely frustrating to be on the sideline, but you know, you realize the beauty and the process of, you know, coming back, you know, you learn different things about your body, you know, every single day, you know, whether it's a good day or a bad day of rehab, you know, it just teaches you that patience, and you know that, you know, as soon as you get back out there, there's, you know, plenty of games left to play in this season.
What have you learned about your body during this injury?
I've learned that the body is very strange. Some days, you know, you feel good. You're like, man, I might come back. I feel like I can come back tomorrow. And then the next day, and you feel like, man, it might be another 2 weeks, but you know, every day, you know, just trying to make progress and, you know, just get back to where I feel comfortable enough to be able to suit up.
Harrison Barnes here on 95.7 The Game. Of course, the Warriors continue their homestand tomorrow night against the Milwaukee Bucks. And tickets are always available for all Warrior home games on warrior.com. Even when there's a sellout, you can check. There's last-minute holds. There's secondary tickets for resale. And obviously, the Milwaukee Bucks played a big role in the arc of the story of this season when they won last week, and it doesn't feel like that win sat too well with some of your teammates who didn't like the stare down from Michael Carter-Williams, didn't like the celebration afterwards. Are the Bucks in trouble tomorrow, Harrison?
Yeah, it'll probably be a long night. we definitely take a lot of pride in, you know, the way we play. We didn't play our best game when we went there and played in Milwaukee, so I know the guys gonna be fired up to, you know, right that wrong.
Is Draymond Green going to lead a post-game screw these guys team huddle?
I don't know about that. It's hard to say what exactly he'll do, but I'm sure it'll be something.
Did you see Michael Carter-Williams staring down the bench? Were you paying attention to him when he did that?
Yeah. Now he has some things to say, but, you know, he kind of just chalked it up to, you know, that's what he was feeling in the moment. You know, he was excited. And, you know, we'll see you tomorrow night.
It sounds like it's been internalized and personalized by some of you guys. And I like that because, you know, teams that are clicking as well as you are sometimes need to find motivation when there isn't there. You know, you got to make stuff up because it's going so well. And I just think that the Milwaukee Bucks gave you enough motivation without that little display. With that display, I like the Warriors by about 35-40 tomorrow night, Harrison.
I'm sure it's going to be a positive result. But, you know, when you know, anytime you go out and lose a game, I mean, you never want that to happen. But, you know, when you think about that game, think about those last few moments, and that's the thing that sticks out. You know, it definitely gives you a little bit of extra motivation going to that next game.
How great would it be if Warrior fans showed up wearing the Milwaukee Bucks record on T-shirts?
That'd be pretty funny. I mean, if they can organize it and do it, I think that'd be pretty dope.
It would be. I think it's a great idea. Some guy in the text line said it should be done. I think he's right. We've got Harrison Barnes here on 95.7 The Game. And last night, the cheeseburger heard round the world. We saw Steph, his wife, and Drake go to In-N-Out, I think by the Oakland airport, to get burgers. Did Drake come into the locker room at all last night? Was he hanging out with you guys?
Nah. I didn't see him in the locker room. But, you know, he has an affinity for great teams. So, I guess we appreciate the support.
You don't sound too sure about it. You guess you appreciate this?
I mean, I thought he was a Raptors fan, and then, you know, I thought he was a Rockets fan. You know, I'm a little confused about where his team loyalties lie. So, I just assume that he's coming out and supporting because he appreciates good basketball.
Just another guy hopping on the bandwagon. It's all it is. That's what it is. Well, I was watching a documentary about David Bowie once, and he had a great line where he said, "That's the problem with recording a hit album. You never know who's going to listen." And basically, that's what you guys are right now. You guys are the basketball equivalent of Thriller, and everybody wants to hear you.
Oh, man, that's funny just because, I remember, you know, my rookie year, you know, it wasn't like that, you know. It was just as of this year and the streak and everything like that, now it's becoming crazy. But, you know, all these people showing up to games and all the attention, all that kind of stuff, it just wasn't there 3 years ago.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, you guys went from being a garage band where neighbors were saying, turn that down, to now you're the Beatles.
Well, hopefully we still have the garage band mentality.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah. No, you don't need that room service mentality. You want to stay hungry like a garage band, and you want to rock like you're playing Madison Square Garden. Harrison, tell me about Draymond Green's triple doubles. I think that a triple double is one of the ultimate badges of box score honor. It shows you that you were locked in, you had a good game, you had a full court game, and you brought a lot of heart and hustle to the game. Nobody casually walks into the triple-double. You got to be playing your rear end off for that to happen, and it seems like Draymond Green is starting to stack these things like pancakes.
Yeah, no, I mean, Draymond's been playing at a high level all season. I mean, when you think about, you know, when Steph's not able to make plays, you know, who else is going to step up and do that? You know, Draymond, not only is he, you know, doing what he usually does, scoring, rebounding, defending, all that type of stuff, but he's, you know, playmaking, getting guys involved, playing that point forward for us. So, you know, he's, you know, clicking like that, and he's cranking out triple doubles, and, you know, the whole offense is rolling like that. I mean, that's when we're at our best.
How's Steve Kerr doing? Has he spent more time around the team?
Coach Kerr's doing really well, actually. You know, he's back at some practices now. He's running them. He's got his energy back, so it's good to see him, you know, getting back to himself, and obviously can't wait till he gets back on the bench with us.
I think everyone's looking forward to that. Has Luke Walton changed an awful lot in terms of your perception of him? Is it going to be easy for Luke to assume being, you know, one of the voices on the bench, not the voice on the bench? Might he have any head coaching withdrawal?
You know, that's funny you say that. I talked to Luke today, and I said, Luke, you know, you changed. He said, how so? I said, you know, when you were, you know, assistant coach, you know, I used to come in here, used to lift in the mornings, you know, we'd play one-on-one after practice. You know, you're just one of the guys. And I said, now you're a head coach, you know, you got bigger fish to fry. I mean, you don't play one-on-one anymore. Can't remember last time I saw you in here lifting, you know. I don't know what's going on. He's like, well, you know, Coach Kerr's coming back, you know, maybe I'll play one-on-one again. I said, nah, man, you've ascended from that, man. You don't get your hands dirty anymore. So from that perspective, you know, he's definitely changed. But now Luke's done a great job with, you know, running the team this year. And I think that, you know, even with Coach Kerr coming back, I think he'll still have an increased role.
So we had Blaine Gabbert from the 49ers on earlier, and I asked him this question, and I'm going to ask you the exact same question. I want you to put yourself in the mental time machine. Little Harrison comes bouncing down the Christmas morning steps in his footy pajamas and underneath the Christmas tree is his favorite Christmas present ever. What was your favorite Christmas present?
Man, my favorite Christmas present was a pair of basketball shoes.
What were they?
It wasn't with the company that I'm with now.
Oh, so we don't want to endorse that.
Exactly. But at that point in time, you know, I was getting one pair of basketball shoes a year, so you know, you always had to wear those out. And I remember it was a pair that I always wanted. You know, my mom finally, you know, she broke the bank, got them for me, and you know, that was my favorite shoe for a long time. So I was very happy to wear those.
How cool is it to have a sneaker deal? Seriously, that's awesome.
Man, it's kind of crazy when you think about it. Just because, you know, in high school and in AU and stuff, you know, you're always like, oh, you know, trying to buy, you know, team. Everyone's on the team trying to buy the same pair of shoes, and shoes were so much at the time. And they were like $120. It's like, man, this is ridiculous. I mean, now shoes are going for, you know, $200, you know, $210, all that type of stuff. But, you know, back then that was like the most expensive shoe, and it was like, man, you know, if I could just get a pair, just one pair, man, I'll just wear it every single day. And you know, now you can pick up the phone and call somebody, and you know, they'll send you, you know, 20 boxes of shoes that you can play in for the season, which is crazy.
That is cool. Now, do all of your friends come to you and are like, hey man, can you get me some free kicks, and just tell them that you wear a size 10, not whatever you really wear, and I can wear them?
Yeah, my phone is always blowing up about these Yeezys. Everyone, oh, let me get a pair of Yeezys, man. Low.
Oh, geez.
I'll give you whatever. I got money. And I was like, yeah, that's great if you have money, but I mean, it's just the fact they're sold out. Like, there's just not anything I can do about that.
Yeah, it's. I can't believe how still, you want to talk about just nonsense. Like, can you believe rappers got their own sneakers now? I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it's. I know there's like this big fashion plate thing in the world, but like, I don't understand it. Someone tell Kanye, I don't care who you're married to. I don't care what you name your kid. I don't care what you. I don't care what you're. You're wearing on your feet. Like, you need a good album, man.
Man, he's got one of the hottest shoes out. I mean, regardless of brand. So it's like, you know, you can't hate on Kanye for having success in that area.
Kind of like Drake.
Exactly.
See, here's the thing:
the new Warriors fan.
It is. Well, and it is. You know, it's like I don't. A lot of people are saying, like, well, he's groupie. Like, I'm like, nah, there's a big difference between, Drake meeting a team and a groupie meeting a team. Like, he is in the room where celebrities mix and mingle. He's not desperately trying to get in there. So I just think
No question. I mean, you know, he's he's one of the biggest, you know, celebrities out there. So it's not like he's trying to get in contact with people. If he wants to get in contact or reach out to so-and-so, I mean, he can do that with a snap of his fingers.
I'll tell you what bothers me. I don't like when guys who didn't go to Kentucky sweat Kentucky. Drake, LeBron, enough with the Kentucky madness.
I'm UNC all day over here, so, you know, if anyone asks, I think we have the best tradition of anyone, but I'm biased.
Well, I'm a little biased, too. We'll talk Hoosiers national title against UNC if you ever want. I can feel free to bring that up. Always good to talk to you. Harrison, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, man. I'm glad we did catch up this week, and hopefully we can next week. We're on the air Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so hopefully we get to talk to you ahead of that Utah game. In the meantime, thank you. Good luck against the Bucks tomorrow night, and we'll wish them good luck, too, because I think they're going to need it.
Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Harrison Barnes of the Golden State Warriors.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.